Yeah. Slow Jams on Flux FM. Johnny Culo haben wir gerade gehört und sein Stückchen Rose, das just veröffentlicht worden ist und das hier in Berlin entstanden ist. Jonathan Kulotungan ist bei mir im Studio und hat einen Partner in Crime dabei. Beide werden uns hinweisen, gemeinsam auf den Auftritt heute Abend im Fluxbau. Es wird sehr, sehr entspannt zugehen, zumindest was die musikalische Ebene angeht. Haben wir ja gerade uns schon so ein bisschen einstimmen können. Hello to the both of you. Johnny Kulo, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name again? You were just...
My name is Elias.
Elias. He was just like... presented to me as the keyboard player. No. We were in a bit of a hurry in the backstage area, but now we're all set. We're fine. So how are you doing today? Is everything all right, guys?
I'm good. All good, yeah.
Cool.
Doing good.
It's nice that you're going to play a little show for us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Fluxbau. Now you, Johnny, you are a multi-instrumentalist. You are a composer. You know how to produce your own music. Mm-hmm. I think you do study at BIM, right? At the Berlin, I don't always forget how to...
The British and Irish Modern Music Institute.
British and Irish Modern Music Institute. Yeah. You're learning...
I'm doing songwriting there.
Songwriting?
Yeah, and that's the course, just focusing on songwriting and a little bit of production.
Okay, cool.
But yeah.
It must be such an interesting surrounding for an uprising artist, because as you record your first songs and EPs and stuff, you do have a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you're in a circle of trust, it must be freeing to know to where to go to ask a few questions.
That's been the best thing, just being around people who are also doing the same thing, you know, trying to do, you know, people who are ahead of you in the journey, people who are behind you in the journey. You can learn a lot from even the people who graduate, what they're up to. And yeah, that's where I met Elias, who I write a lot of my songs with. And, you know, you just always have someone supporting you with whatever you're up to. It's pretty good.
Elias, so what are you studying there?
I also studied songwriting. I just finished, actually.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Finished? There's like professionally trained songwriters in the
Hire
studio.
Me.
Right now. You need a hit single. Ask Elias.
That's who.
He's finished his studies at BIM. Mm-hmm. No, but I read about the fact that you were learning there or studying there, and some other interview asked you what the most important thing was that you've ever learned there. And the one thing that you've learned is like everything you do has to be supporting the song, kind of, right?
Yep.
That's the most important thing.
Yep, for sure. That's because I was, as an instrumentalist, kind of focusing always on, you know, getting the guitars right, getting the piano right, and never really gave time to, you know, just attack the song.
Yeah.
That's the main thing I learned, is just when you have something, attack the song first and forget about the...
Forget about your skills,
stuff,
maybe,
yeah,
as well,
that comes
right?
in later. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the creativity part of it more than the skill part of it. That's what I learned, yeah.
Killing one's darlings, maybe, a little bit. I have this beautiful lick, but it's too technical, maybe, for the beauty of the song.
Yep.
Yeah, that's interesting, though. Mm-hmm. So you're playing the drums, you're playing the guitar, you know your way around the keys. Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, a favorite instrument group? I think that you enjoy yourselves on the drums. I've been watching some videos, and it's like, oh yeah, Johnny likes sitting behind there.
That's the most fun instrument to definitely play. And I avoided playing it in live concerts because, you know, it's hard to sing while playing the drums. But at some point I was like, it's just too fun, I have to do it.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful thing to watch. I mean, you've covered an Anderson Park song.
I have.
And Anderson Park is like one of the most inspiring people nowadays on stages around the world, because his way of singing and playing the drums at the same time is like, what?
Yeah.
How is he doing?
Just makes you happy. He's just smiling, doing his thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally true. Yeah. You look at the Anderson Park and you're a happier person than before.
Yeah, for sure.
Really, it's really great. Even if he sings a fuck you right into your face, you're like, no, I'm still happier than before. Thank you, Anderson.
That's true.
So, as someone who knows his way around producing, is that something that you've tried to learn because you've realized that this is learning another instrument? Because that's what it is nowadays, nowadays. The sound of something is more crucial to the uniqueness of it than the chord progression. Because, I mean, a lot of the chord progression stuff has already been said in the back of the days, but...
Yeah, for sure. Just in the past couple of years, like working with a lot of people, I realized there's only a handful of people who can really... kind of translate what you want to say in the right way, the way that you want it.
Yeah.
And oftentimes I was just disappointed in the end, kind of like, yeah, this is what I went with, but this is not what I want to come out with.
Yeah.
And so I just came from a way of like self-sufficiency, I guess. I was like, you know, maybe I can figure it out on my own if I can't. It was a little bit of a cocky thing, to be honest. It's like my first single. I was like, man, no, only I'm going to produce this. Like, no one's going to touch this.
I think it's cool. Because that's like a way to find your own sound.
For sure,
in the end of the day, you know? Maybe it takes you a little. Maybe your first few things might have sounded better with a professional producer, but it doesn't matter, I think. And the little mistakes, I think Bim has taught you that the little mistakes are crucial as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
As soon as something's perfectly polished, it's getting boring by the sea.
That's true.
Your brother Nehemia is a musician too, right?
Yes, he is.
He's just I've seen it on your Facebook page.
He's like a church musician in India. He writes songs in Hindi, which is the North Indian language.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's doing pretty good for himself. Him and his church band, they're touring around doing their thing.
But he still lives in India.
He lives in India,
he does that there.
I actually learned all my instruments from him.
Like, oh, wow. I see.
He was the first songwriter of the family.
Cool. Yeah. So your parents didn't have anything to do with the songwriting?
My mom played in church. She played guitars, and that's where my brother and I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like the classical uprising, maybe, for young musicians, especially when it comes to the States, actually, because that's where much of the music is happening in the church. But I'm going to listen to Nehemia K.
Oh, you should.
A little bit more, because I love the sound of Hindi. I do obviously not understand what it's about, but I always love the way the Indian music phrases the lyrics and stuff. It's something.
What they're trying to do is kind of keep the Indian vibe, but also be able to make music that you can listen to from if you're outside of India and you understand. Like, it's not. It's not like so far of your reach when you listen to it. So,
cool. Nehemia K. kann man suchen. Nehemia K. ist der Bruder von Johnny Kudel, der immer noch bei mir im Studio sitzt. Before we talk a bit more, let's listen to Minefield. In der Live-Version hören wir das Stückchen von Johnny Kudel. Heute Abend spielt der auf dem Bergfest. She's like a minefield, makes my mind feel so gone. Johnny Kulo mit Minefield in der Live-Version. That was a tight live version, man. Great playing. I've seen some of your stuff. I've listened to some of your music, and I've realized that you know your way around a studio. You know how to record layer after layer on your own, being the only musician on the recording in the end of the day. But you also seem to love live recordings.
Oh, I love playing live.
Yeah. So is there like a way that you prefer? Do you prefer recording live to the layer
definitely,
stuff, or is
definitely.
It?
There's nothing like I always try to capture as much as I can the live possible. But it only came around when I found the right people that I really like vibe.
Super important.
Yeah. And once you find that, then it's like you don't want to hit the studio without the band. It's just starts to feel more like a family, like a band than like my own project even.
Yeah, and I think it's as soon as the band is like a well-oiled machine or well-rehearsed, the studio time is not going to take too long in the studio. When you work with layers, you have like 105,000 ideas for the sound of the bass drum, and it takes like ages to you know, the whole band is like, no, I don't think that the bass drum sounds good like this. And so this takes forever, and this is not the right way of doing it, people out there. So you better rehearse with the band, have a nice groove, and then you can just record a few songs in a day when you're lucky. That's something that you like. What I love about your music is that it's like slow music, future R&B-ish. There's a lot of slow jams in there, and that's something that I love, especially in times like these when everything seems to be moving faster and faster and faster. And I'm listening to Johnny Kulo, and I'm like, yes, thank you. There's a pause between the two snare drums that one can really fill with music, you know? So was it a conscious decision to go for that slower music? How did that happen? Where's the love for slow music come from?
It wasn't a conscious decision, for sure. It's just something I guess I did. I didn't even realize it until my guitarist pointed out recently that all my songs are low BPM. I don't know. I guess that's just the music.
It feels really fast to me.
Yeah, I never realized. It's just what I was into. I guess like the kind of music that not dancing, but makes your neck move. You know, it's kind of like grooving.
I see that move that you've just done. I like that. Yeah, that's true. And I think I don't know why, but it seems to be a good time for slow jams and future R&B and for people coming back with that
exactly
beat. I love that a lot. When one's looking at your Insta, one does have the feeling that you're working with graphic design as well. Is it all your stuff? No. A
couple of people from my school as well helped me out. Business students from my school. This Alina, she's a photographer from my school. She's doing music business. She helped me out with a lot of the graphic stuff.
Cool. Yeah. It's another beautiful thing that I realized, because it's a unique approach, I think, with the little drawings and stuff. And now I'm a bit happy about the fact that it's not your stuff, because I was like, way too talented, the motherfucker. Multi-instrumentalist. No. And then I can draw my own covers, no problem.
Why not?
So are you gonna work with others in the near future? Are you gonna produce other artists as well? What's your next step?
I'm figuring that out. For my stuff, I'm really gonna stick to the band in terms of sound.
Yeah.
Really gonna see how that's going. But I'm so into like a little bit of trap and R&B, like the urban urban part of R&B. But I would like to be more of a producer in that sense. I don't see myself like singing it, but I'd love to produce some stuff for people who are doing R&B, urban stuff.
Yeah. R&B singers out there. Yeah. Better contact Johnny. He knows his way around the MP10s and stuff as well. He knows the drum machines.
Yep.
Cool. So you've brought your acoustic guitar. We have a little piano in here. So you're going to play us a little song. Which song are we going to be listening to?
It's called Think About Me, my first single.
Think About Me, Johnny Kulo auf Flux FM heute Abend im Rahmen des Bergfestes live zu erleben mit Band.
Two, three.
Oh, just a second. Oh, my mistake, sorry. Oh, it went so well up until now. No, I have to start the recording. I want to keep the performance. Johnny Kulo auf Flux FM.
No, it's not the shit you're talking about. It's just the way you say it. It's not the places you've been going to, no. It's just the way you're walking. Yeah, you got me reminiscing. Now it's her that I've been thinking of, but I don't even know your name. Is it the way you do your hair or the makeup that you wear? Got me thinking like I care, but I don't. I don't think about you like you think about me. No, no, no. I don't think about you like you think about me. No, 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 no. And now that you're so far away, there was something that I wanted to say. I feel like something came between us. People used to smile when they would see us walking around, breaking it down to the drum and the rhythm. But hanging out with you, girl, that used to be a give and take. But now you're in a different space. While my story's being written on a different page. You know, you know, you know, I think about you. Do you think about me? No, no, no. You know, you know, you know, I think about you. Do you think about me? No, 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 no. Yeah. Take it away, Elias. No, no, girl, you've gotta stop playing these games, no. Now I don't know why you think that you've got a chance. You say you want me, but I think that you're just lonely, girl. I try to let you go off easy, but you won't give up. And why don't you understand that?
don't think about you like you think about me. No, no, no. I don't think about you like you think about me. No, 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 no.
Applause for Johnny Kulo! Stadium applause in the bathroom, basically. A lot of reverb on here. Thank you, guys. That was beautiful. That was all over my body. That was a beautiful live performance. And everybody out there is going to come and see the show tonight. Im Fluxbau findet das statt, das Bergfest. Am heutigen Mittwoch mit Johnny Kulo auf der Bühne. Es gibt leckeres Essen, thailändisches Essen, glaube ich, heute. Und leckere Biere natürlich. Für mehr Infos geht ihr einfach auf fluxfm.de. Heute Bergfest ab 18 Uhr. Der Eintritt ist frei. Johnny Kulo wird auftreten. Johnny, Elias, thank you for visiting. I hope I'll see you again. You know where we live right now, so... Can't avoid meeting again.
Yes, hope to see you soon.
Hope to see you soon. Hope to see you tonight. Bye-bye.
See you.